Welcome to Beancast. On today's show, we're discussing the prototypical 2018 kids' range of enjoyment. In layman's terms, we're talking toys versus technology. I'm from the action figure era. When I was being primed for adulthood, I had G.I. Joes, Transformers, He-Mans, all kind of stuff, WWF wrestlers, everything. My mother would come in the room, and with a whole scene would be going on. I mean, I have fucking action figures hanging from the rafters and screaming and making sounds and shit and all this kind of other shit going on. But I had a huge imagination. So, you know, I'm making sound effects. The dinner bowl with water is a river. I have a string from one door to the next door, and the guy's hanging on a child line, and he might die. And so all this kind of other stuff going on. Now, don't get me wrong, man. I had a Nintendo as well, but I have an imagination, so sometimes, you know, I will unplug from the plugged-up life that we have and open a book or create a scene of some sort for my own enjoyment. Now, the script for this segment is still written on old-school paper with a big pen and pad just like it used to be. One day, the energizer that holds all our technology together will crash, and for us adults, life will go back to what it was in 83, pretty much what it was, you know, pen and pad. Calculator T183s and all this other kind of stuff. It's going to be, you know, basically we're going to manually do everything that we was doing in 83. See, in 83, I was 3 years old. But check this out, though. Around like 87, 88, I was kicking, you know what I'm saying? 8-7-year-old kid running around in the 80s in the United States of America. That was the Star Wars days and, you know, things like that. But check it out. The reason why I said 88, 83 was important because, check this out, in the 80s, we did everything manually. We did everything manually to a point where we was, like we said to ourselves in the 80s, okay, when 1990 comes around, we're going to try to start getting some technology to so we're going to have to do it. We created technology, and I would say circa the 90s, because we manually did everything in the 80s, so we wanted an advantage. We wanted to, what we were trying to do was not what we have today. We were trying to create an assistance to still do what we were doing, but now we can have more time to enjoy our families. That was the reason of the technology boom from the 80s to the 90s to 2000s. The reason was to create more time for our families. I can get more work done in a less amount of time, and I can spend more time with my family with less work. That was the goal in 83. That was the goal of the creation of computers, smart computers, and basically, let me rephrase that. That was the creation of the algorithm inside of a computer setting. If you know what an algorithm is by default, you're going to have a series of events that will be able to set themselves off and create an output and then terminate at the end of it. It's the definition of an algorithm. It basically self-sustains itself, and it finishes. It gives you a finished product, and then when it's done, it completes itself, and it's done. It does everything. It's its own product. It's great. It's a great thing. Well, that was our aim. Now, the title of this segment is No Imagination, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But back to where I was at with it. So it's the 80s, and we're manually doing everything. We don't like it, but we're manually doing everything, so we create these computers and these smart gadgets and all this other kind of stuff, these cell phones and stuff like that, so that we can get more work done, get it along a farther range of demographics with less time and less actual movement. That means that I don't have to exert myself no more to the 10th power. I can just use about 10 inertia and still get the same amount of inertia and work done that I would if I had to use 100. And I can utilize this tool. Now I can spend the rest of my day, the next 17 hours of the day that's left over, I can spend that with my family doing experiences instead of spending 12 of those 17 hours working. That was the aim at it. But now we're going to talk about where we're at. You know, Yeah, if we lose our technology today, we go back to 83, we may do everything. That's what we're going to do. But what about our children, though? You know what I'm saying? What about our kids? I'm a father. What about our kids? Our kids are plugged up, and when they're not plugged up, they're socially media They're in the social media world. So since Toys R Us is closed, I personally think that was a mistake, Toys R Us closing. Because when kids play with toys, they have to use their imagination to create the fun. The absence of toys deters kids from that creative process. It is, in effect, dumbing down the kid. The end result is an unimaginative adult or a plain Jane adult. We see them all the time in the store or in a gas station or whatever. You know the plain Jane adult. I hope you're not the listener is a plain Jane adult. That is a guy that, okay, we need a shirt. When you go to buy a t-shirt or a functioning button-up shirt, whatever kind of shirt you go buy, you need a shirt for whatever reason, for maybe it's an event, or maybe you just need a shirt because you don't have anything on your back. So you need to go put a shirt on because you don't want to walk around Earth looking like a heathen. You want to look like a human being. Human beings on Earth wear shirts. It's just the way it is. They wear shirts or blouses if they're women or things like that. But if they're a human, they're going to wear a shirt. If you're a heathen or an animal, you don't have to wear anything. You can just walk around with nothing. I mean, because you're an animal. You're a heathen. That's what you are. You don't have to have any form of civilization. So we don't require you to put on a shirt. I mean, do you see an elephant wearing a shirt? So, therefore, you need a shirt. So you're going out to go get a shirt. Now, as I stated before in one of my other podcasts, when you go get this shirt, I get a chance to see your personality, a.k.a. style or fashion or whatever you want to call it, because that's going to come out. That's what's actually going to choose the shirt. The human needed the shirt, so it went to go get the shirt anyway. But your personality is what chooses the green shirt or the brown shirt or the black shirt or whatever. Now, the plain Jane unimaginative adult that basically is a part of this in the Toys R Us era that simply sit in front of a game, I'm giving you a scenario. There are no more video games. There are no more technology. It's back to old school. He needs his shirt. So this Neanderthal is going to go get this shirt. You know what he's going to come back with? He's going to come back with a transparent shirt. Just like that. Or a white shirt. Just that simple. Why? Because when Toys R Us closed down, and not even so much just, now I don't want to put it all on Toys R Us, but when he was getting groomed for adulthood, he wasn't encouraged to read. He wasn't encouraged to create and look and think. He wasn't encouraged to do those things. He was shelved in front of a television or in front of a monitor and given a joystick. That's what he was. When it was time to talk about certain things, toss around some ideas of how you feel about some things and see what's going on in that mind you got going on up there, they passed on that. They just gave him another joystick. They put two joysticks. Now you fast forward to him being a 31-year-old man. He's functioning. He has a job. You know, he's not some type of idiot. But he's a plain Jane adult. He has no personality. He has no originality. People, this is a problem that we're having right here. The absence of a personality, the absence of originality, after a while, your spirit will wake up and will become paranoid because it's been walking in existence and it doesn't even know who it is. And it can't even recognize itself. That's a terrifying feeling. Most people in those preferences have committed suicide. Because you got to know who you are, man. You got to know in your life who you are. It ain't about being politically correct. And it ain't about always doing what you're supposed to do or what's right all the time. The biggest and the most important thing in this total existence and this total life is knowing who you are and accepting yourself. That's it. That's it. If you know who you are and you accept yourself, Christians will say you're walking around with a peace that God has given you. I believe that, and I'll say that too. That's fine. The bottom line is that you're a powerful person because now no one can take you off the hierarchy that you're on, and you're meant to be there. You've given yourself a level of importance that you're supposed to have, that God told you had from the jump. Now you know it. Now you show it. And when you walk with power. And the 48 laws of power are, in my Star Wars movies, my favorite movie theater universe, what we would call those is Jedi mind tricks for the weak. The 48 Laws of Power also talks about it, you know, it's the law of attraction and all sorts of kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, all it is a level of confidence that you exert because you know who you are and you know what you're about and you know where you're going. When you walk with that aura and that level of confidence, people can sense that because we are spiritual beings. So our spirit will, ooh, man, that's powerful. Power just walked by. Or like my movie universe says, ooh, somebody with the strong and the force just walks by. And you want to be a part of the force, so you're going to attach your spirit to it. You're going to, even if you don't know this person, you're going to speak to them. Because their aura is so powerful to where you, hey man, how you doing today, brother? You didn't even want to say that to him, but his aura, it imposed on your spirit. You had to say something. But you won't be that an adult, and you were not going to see that an adult with the absence of an imagination. You're not going to see that an adult. You're going to see a systematic Mr. Smith from the Matrix standing in line. That's what you're going to get. Because he doesn't have an imagination, so he doesn't know how to create anything. There's not going to be anything exciting about this person. They lack a creativity. They killed that part of their life a long time ago. Now it's just an autopilot existence. People, never live like that. You're on a ride, no doubt, but your destination is the nearest brick wall, and nothing will stop you when you're walking around life like that. I charge you to stop. Go out and create something. I mean, everybody's not a writer. Everybody's not a basketball player. Everybody's not an NFL player. Everybody's not an everything. But you are something. So I challenge you to go out there and whatever God gave you to create, go out and create something. It don't even have to be as long or as in-depth or as deep as you thinking it has to be. All it has to do is come from you. And it's already great. Because God gave you the skills. We on earth want to hear about those skills. Where you at?